just about to turn 10 o'clock and I'm sitting in the back garden waiting for the approach of the International Space Station for the second time tonight, and I can just see it now coming over the houses, brighter than any of the stars in the sky. Now, as I understand it, it's going to hit the zenith of the sky. So it'll be directly above us in just a few seconds. I'm going to take a long exposure shot. I've been playing with my camera for the last 10-15 minutes. So hopefully it'll appear reasonably clearly. And of course, if I completely mess it up, it'll be rubbish. So I shall press the shutter and I'm going to hold it on the bulb mode. God, it's quite a low ISO, but I'm using RAW to get rid of any JPEG artifacting. It's just about to approach where we are. In fact, it makes absolutely no noise. It's just remarkable. As it goes overhead, here it comes. Travelling at tens of thousands of miles an hour. People up there. And it's just an hour and a half since it last did this. Almost fades out. Wow. It just fades out as it goes to the zenith. Wow, that's peculiar. Does it come back? I wonder if it will come back. It can't have been it, surely. It's completely disappeared. How very odd. It reached just above vertical and disappeared. I'm going to have to check on the internet to find out it's still there. Well, that's not a bad photo at all. I shall upload that to Twitter and I shall upload that as part of my audio book. It's a little bit concerning that it just faded out though. There's a perfectly reasonable explanation. The strange thing is that the guys on Twitter told me that this evening's the late one will be a much more spectacular one. And it was to start off with, but then it fizzled out. I'm sure it's gone 10 o'clock. I haven't put my mobile phone out, so there's no way of knowing. But what is truly amazing is on a clear night like tonight, the number of stars is just amazing. Even with the amount of light pollution coming from the airport nearby. I suppose I better upload this and go to bed then. Good night.